On April 8, 1994, the discovery of Kurt Cobain's body in a suburban Seattle home marked more than the death of a rock musician. It signaled a profound cultural rupture during a moment of supposed American triumph. In the broader arc of American history, Cobain's death stands as a critical site of resistance. The triumphalist rhetoric of the post-Cold War end of history moment collided with the unresolved anxieties of a generation living beneath that narrative's polished surface. By the early 1990s, the United States had emerged as the world's sole superpower. The collapse of the Soviet Union and the fall of the Berlin Wall were widely framed as ideological victories for Western liberal democracy and consumer capitalism. Yet that atmosphere of optimism masked the lived reality of Generation X, the first cohort to fully experience large-scale deindustrialization, economic precarity, and unprecedented rates of family disillusion. They inherited a nation increasingly structured around market efficiency rather than social cohesion. Cobain's music articulated this growing disaffection that ran counter to the aspirational ethos of the Reagan and Bush years. His cultural presence functioned as a sonic and symbolic refusal of neoliberal optimism. He used his platform to advocate for feminist and LGBTQ plus causes. He embodied the pre-internet old Seattle before the city's gentrification. His resistance to hypermasculinity and overconsumption exposed a central contradiction of American capitalism, that every dissent is marketable. Decades later, Americans are still navigating the precarity he helped reveal. For KMUW, this is Dr. Robin Henry.